This is Connoisseur's Corner. I'm Jordan Rich. Our program often takes a look at new foods, new ideas, new trends. And joining me to help with that is Matt Robinson of mattsmeals.com, M-A-T-T-S-meals.com. And speaking of something new and innovative, it's called Fig Brew and obviously involves the fig.
You know, I do a lot of work not only with food people, but also with veterans. And along the way, I found out that when times were tough during past wars, many people turned to brewing dried figs so they could save the coffee for the troops. And it's apparently very popular in Latin American countries. And if fig brew has anything to do with it, I think it's really going to be getting more popular in this country. It was founded by an admitted caffeine addict who wanted to break his barista bonds, as it were. And it's fruity, low acid, and it's easily taken the place of coffee for him, for me, and thousands of others. Because it has no caffeine, you can enjoy it anytime. And because it's made with figs, it has all of those nutrients. I feed it to my daughters, and they absolutely love it too. And it's totally safe and delicious. And it really does taste like coffee. It does have that little fruity edge, but you can brew it in any type of machine. You just go to figbrew.com and find out more. Pick some up. It comes in canisters and individual packets, so you can take it with you, share it with friends. Bring fig brew back to the
good for dunking my Newtons in.
Exactly.
There.
Or your
you.
Needhams or whatever
any,
town you
any,
got.
Any town starting with a letter N. Thank you so much, Matt Robinson, all part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ, Boston's News Radio.